This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States announced Friday that it is pulling back from a decades-old treaty that banned an entire class of nuclear weapons. But as AP's Warren Levinson reports, withdrawing from the treaty might backfire.
Kingston Reef of the Arms Control Association says the president is right when he says Russia has been violating the INF treaty, but withdrawing from it rewards Moscow's misbehavior.
I think Russia would certainly prefer that the United States withdraw so that Russia could place the blame for the treaty's demise at the feet of the United States.
Reef concedes persuading the Russians to come back into compliance is a long shot, but he contends there are diplomatic and even military tools available that the Trump administration is declining to use. The result, a possible renewed missile race in Europe that leaves everyone less safe. I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called on all nations to recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Pence made the call while speaking to Venezuelan exiles and community leaders in Miami.
Pence met near Miami with people who were forced to get out of Venezuela.
There are many lives in danger, and the problems that were bad then are worse now.
Later, Pence talked about the transition to opposition leader Juan Guaido.
All options are on the table.
The vice president said this is no time for dialogue. It's time to end the Maduro regime.
And Nicolas Maduro would do well not to test the resolve of the United States of America.
Pence says he hopes economic pressures can bring out a peaceful transition in Venezuela. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump doubled down on the need for a wall or possibly declaring a national emergency Friday during a human trafficking event at the White House. The president told reporters that Democrats are doing what he called a tremendous disservice by refusing to give him billions of dollars for the border wall. Trump has threatened to circumvent Congress and declare a national emergency if lawmakers can't agree to a border deal by February 15th. He said Friday that remains an option.
There's a good chance that we'll have to do that, but we will at the same time be building, regardless, we're building wall, and we're building a lot of wall, but I could do it a lot faster the other way.
The president hinted that he might make an announcement of some sort in his State of the Union speech. He urged reporters to listen closely to that speech next Tuesday. In Dubai's overflowing churches and Riyadh's secretive masses, Catholics across the Gulf are eagerly awaiting Pope Francis's historic visit to the United Arab Emirates. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports.
In a region where in one country churches are banned, Pope Francis will make history as he pays a visit to the Arabian Peninsula. On Sunday, he'll arrive in the United Arab Emirates, in a trip that's hoped will foster greater acceptance for Catholics across the Gulf. Some 2 million expatriate Catholics, many from India and the Philippines, would like better transport to churches in the UAE and permission to build them at all in ultra-conservative Saudi Arabia. In Qatar, churches are allowed, but Catholics say they feel restricted outside their place of worship. Churches are also allowed in Oman, Kuwait, and Bahrain. But in ultra-conservative Saudi Arabia, they're banned.
Emily Wither of Reuters. U.S. employers shrugged off last month's partial government shutdown and engaged in a burst of hiring in January, adding 304,000 jobs, the most in nearly a year. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Very strong number.
That's PNC Financial Services chief economist Gus Fauché's assessment of the Labor Department's latest employment report. It shows employers added 304,000 jobs in January.
Almost double what we were expecting.
At the same time, the employment rate edged up to 4%. But the reason?
Federal government workers who were furloughed were counted as temporarily unemployed, but I would expect that we'll see the unemployment rate decline again in February now that those workers are back on the job.
And wages?
They were up 3.2% in January from 1 year earlier. That's the strongest wage growth we've seen in about a decade.
Fauché's conclusion?
Very good news for the economy at the start of 2019.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker added his name to the growing field of Democrats trying to unseat President Donald Trump next year. Booker announced his candidacy by video on Friday. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.